starting to flip out of Manalik. Mishnah says that basically, we'll just read the Mishnah, Kol Shosh Amutta Lechol, Maichol Behema Lechayla Eifos. Anytime you could eat, you could feed to Chayla Behema Eifos, and Maichol Anachi, you could also sell it. And Mutta Banalasa, each thing the Gemara goes through, what the point, what's the chiddush, what are we trying to say? Over Zman, if it wants a Zman, if it comes, also Banalasa, it's also Banalasa, Yasik, Boy, Tanav, Kirayim, you can't use it as fuel. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein Birchom, it's all straight. How do you do Birchamas? Rav Yehuda said, Ein Birchamas Ela Sreifa, the way what the Torah said, Tashpis is open, but the Torah was referring to Sreifa. That's what Rav Yehuda says. Chom Omer, Af Mefar Vizor Luach, Ein Matal Liyam. Chom said, Af Mefar Vizor Luach, Ein Matal Liyam. So you could also, not only Sreifa, but there's other ways to do it also, and that Lachar is also included in what the Torah said, Tashpis is open, but Teichem. Maisa, we see over here, that they're ready in Mitzayim. If you take a look in the Rif, and the Rif and the Rosh, they both don't have the Girsa of Af. Doesn't say Af. According to the Rif and the Rosh, it doesn't say Af. So it says, V'chacham loim mefar v'zor l'rach and matal liyam. Doesn't say Af. The Shaila is, what's the big deal if it does or it doesn't? So Pashib Shad would seem to be, that if it doesn't say Af, so it's not an addition. It's only the way to do Hashbasa, when the Torah says, Tashbis is unbatechem, it's not referring to Sreifa. It's only referring to these other ways. And that's the Maisa the Magen Avraham learned. The Magen Avraham takes it very literal. And he says, you don't have the gears of Af, so then according to Chacham, Pashas, we're going to pass like the Chacham. According to Chacham, you're not... look, a person's not going to be over any Iser, but he might be Mivatul and Asay of Tashbisu. He's not going to be Kayim Tashbisu.
What
are we talking about? What? Mom just first we're starting with the Deek and the Mishnah. And this, that the Mishnah says Af, and then, so the Shaila says Af and Af. The Rif and the Rosh say that it doesn't say Af. So the Shaila says so. So what's the big deal? So the Magen Avraham takes it very little. So if it doesn't say Af, and you're passing it for Chum, then you're not going to be able to do Sreif. You won't be Oiver any Isser, but maybe you won't be Makan and Asay. Bittul Asay maybe could be. Balkopam,
the Chacham never.
What was that?
The way we do Sreif as Chametz. Right,
well, the Maisa do Sreif. Oh, so the Maisa, the Gaon right over here in Shulchan Aruch and the Chayyim Yaakov right over here in Shulchan Aruch, they clearly say that that's not the case. It's not totally on that Girsa. And even if you don't have the Girsa, the Gaon clearly speaks out. I'm not going to go through right now. The Gaon clearly speaks out that even if you don't have the Girsa, it doesn't matter. He says a few points. The Gaon says, and I'll tell you why, because look at Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon. Yehuda Omer, Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa. So that's the Gaon's interesting thing. I don't know if I necessarily knew, but he said, look, if Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa, so with Af without Af, even doesn't say Af. But Chacham is saying, the fire of Azor L'Ruach, they never said any exclusion. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is the only way. He didn't say any exclusion. He doesn't have to say Af to know that he's going on what...
Awesome.
Exactly. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, Ela, this is the only thing. But he didn't say Ela.
Rabbi Yehuda also holds that you could do
Fire of Zerah Lerach. Not you know that way, for sure not. Right. Because if I care, Sreifa would seem to be the better way.
I'm going to say only once it's already after the 6th hour, then you have to do Sreifa. But if it's before the 6th hour,
that the whole Shaila is before one, because we're going to see soon.
It's nicer.
Because
the nicer.
What that? Okay, what that is that? Chavtes. Chavtes. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh,
yeah,
I
didn't see. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. But Pashup Chad, okay, we'll see soon when the Mishnah is speaking. Before this man is or after this man is, we'll see soon about that. But the Maflex will be shining about that. But Pashup Chad, Rabbi Yehuda would seem to hold that for sure the way the Torah is referring to Tashbisu is Alidei Sreifa. And Chacham didn't say Af, according to the Gaon, it doesn't matter. Either way, they're definitely going to hold that Fakir, the primary choice, the best way to do a Sreifa, even though it doesn't say Af, as the Gaon said, the Chak Yaakov also says that. And that's it. It's not dependent. It's not dependent on that gear. So that's what the Gaon and the Chayyim Yaakov say. So you can pass like the Chacham for sure. The best way, even if it doesn't say Af, is going to be like we do a talking to do Sreifa on Chometz. Ma'aseh the Magen Avraham over here, right here. Simen Taf Mem Hey here. Es Akasha, yes, Sashayla. The Torah says the Torah makes a clue over here. The Torah says right here, Simen Taf Mem Hey, that Lema'aseh this Machloikis from Yehuda and Chachamim. Would have a nachkamina like this. The Torah says, like this. This is what the Torah says. Lihanis boy, if you want to have a nah from the ash, from the afer of the chametz that's burnt up, that would taka be a machloikis. Zed told of a pluk to the Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbana. Rabbi Yehuda, Shuhu b'Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds taka You're doing tzreif on it, mutter. Then Paki would be able to have hanah from that ash after it's finished burned. The kaimalon, because we'll see soon in a minute, the Gemara in Temura says, the Mishnah says, Alam Gimel and Beis, the end of Temura, kol hanasrafin, afar and mutter. Anything that's a din to be tzreif it after you do the tzreif on it, lamaisi could be nana, you could have hanah from that ash. Rabbanan also, but according to the Rabbanan also, the Chol Nekbar and Afar Nosar. Because over there it says, the Mishnah says that there's a whole list of different things which are Nekbarin, and these things are Besreifa. These are Nesrafan and these are Nekbarin. The Mishnah says that anything that's Besreifa, that is a din to be Sarifa, we'll soon see why it's like this, but this is what the Mishnah first says. The din to be Sarifa, so after you burn it, you can be Nana from that ash. No problem. But if there's no din to be sarif, and what you're supposed to be is to be kovir, just to bury it, so then it's not going to be asur. So Mela Zak the Torah makes it clear. The Torah says, just like we said over there in Temura, and Parshat Pram, the Gersu we have in Mishnah doesn't mention anything about chametz over there in Temura Lam Gimel and Beis. Just like we said over there, so too would be Tali here like this. It means like this. And I saw one of our friends, I think, Chalk Yaakov, Tosh Tavarov, he explains this. Because even if you're going to learn, let's say we learn right now, that Chacham hold, with af or even without af, you know, like the going that it means also to include. So lemaisa, the chacham say that to do tashvisa samgatechem hashvasa is any way you could do it, to burn it. Maybe that's a better way, but there's other ways to do it. So if you could do it anyway, it's not going to be included in those isurim, those things and tmur dachlam gimel and beis that are called nesrafim. The things over there that it says Nisrafin, if you burn it, it's mutter to be nana from the acre, those only if the way, and the only way to do it is to be sarafin. But if there's other way, just any way to get rid of it, so it doesn't matter one of those things happen to be sarafin. That doesn't matter. That's still going to go into the category of those things that are nikbar. Yeah? Huh? That's how the Chayyak basically, he doesn't even come to explain, just touch the bar, just understand that. So Mela, the tour is going, even if it says af, and even if you go like the going without, whatever way you want to go, but it doesn't matter, he makes a plea. This is the tour's own plea. He said, now I'm going to tell you something, Rabbi, according to the Chachamim, even if you're going to say Sreifa, that Sreifa taka could be done, and maybe it's primary choice, it's fine, but since you could get rid of it anyway, and that's all included of Tashbisusam Batechem, the Mela goes into the category of those things which are Nekbarin, which the Mishnah in Tavura says that you can't be Nani, you cannot have Ana from the Eifa of those things. So Mela, that would be an Afkamina Zakta Torah. If you go like the Rabbi Yehuda, so then the Eifa is going to be Mutabana. If you're going to go like the Chacham, then the Eifa is going to be Asabana because it goes into the category of Nekbarin. That's what the Torah says. The Mela, with that understanding, correct the Magan Avram right here, Apollo the Kashayim. So understand something. The Rambam, you see over here from the Mishnah. Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, which we expected. Chachamim, Afim Parvzor, the Ruach, but everything. So, Sreifa, and the fire, and the Rambam says, you could be served. Could be served. No problem, because obviously he's saying, if it says Af, or if you understand it that way, so you could be served. So the Shaila is, how could the Rambam say you could be served? The Maisa over there in the Mishnah clearly, Pasha Tanakama in Temura says in the Mishnah, anything that's Nikvarin, that the din is to be favorite, do not be Sarifit. Why? And the Rambam brings us in Hilchot Pesukei HaMikdashim, the Salafah. Because if you're going to be Sarifit, so then you're going to be Makel with Eifel. You'll use the ash because oh, this was Nisrafin. You'll think it's something that was Nisrafin. What was that?
It's like Xavier Darabon.
Yeah, but however you understand, but the Mishnah says it's a halacha, and the Rambam brings the Pesulim Dashan definitely doesn't argue on it. The Rambam brings that halacha, Xavier, that you can't do it. Something that's supposed to be Nikbar, you cannot be served because you can be Mako with Eifel. That's the din in the Mishnah of Temur. So, by Zoe, how can the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim? That and the Torah explained, according to the Chacham, it's considered to be minanek baron.
According to the Torah, then if the Torah is being told machlekes, then
how do you understand the Mishnah?
Yeah, then we're never going to be straight.
So Zakta Stipler, No, this is exactly mamish the point that I was going to say.
It's really a question on the Mishnah, but
exactly. Practice type understand. Why is this a kasha only on the Rambam? It's not a kasha on the Mishnah. Zakta Stipler, no. The Mishnah lab down. Not Muchach. Why? Because if you remember, we had Daf Yud Beis, those Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, where our Mishnah is speaking about. When our Mishnah says, Sreifa, Chacham said, Sreifa, Chacham said, Mepharb Zeruach, or Yudah said, Sreifa, what are they talking about? When are we speaking in the Chlal? So So that's my point, this Rashi and Tosfos. I'll call upon him like Rashi, but not Shver. Because Rashi says, you have Yehuda speaking before the Zman Nisim. If Yehuda is speaking before the Zman Nisim, Acham also going to be speaking before the Zman Nisim. Ayin Sham Dafid Bey is not my point, Rashi. I'll call upon him, it's not Muchach, but if you learn like Rashi, you could learn the Mishnah. It's not talking about Zman Issa yet. And if you're going to be served before Zman Issa, there's not going to be a Machlokes if the Eifer is going to be Mutter. Why? Because it wasn't the end while Issa was here. And Lamaisa, so we have the Gemara, I'm sure you saw the Chav Aleph on Beis already, where there the Gemara says clearly that Kuli Alma, if a person goes in Zman Heter, the Mishnah says, Mutter Bahana, so frankly, Gemara Pala, it's Mutter Bahana, you're allowed to eat it. What do you mean it's Mutter Bahana? You're allowed to do anything with it. Gemara says, what we mean to say is, because even if you're Chorcha, if you go ahead and you scorch it, maybe it's machlokes actually how much you scorch and not relachilas kelim. But the point is a clear point that what? That if you go ahead and make it not be'en and not relachilas koydim zman iser, then it can't be chalasra. The only shaila we're speaking about is what if after the zman iser, so it's already chal shem iser, this thing is chalas. So to take off the Isser, that's the point. But the Rambam clearly, when you'll see the Rambam inside, the Rambam is talking after Zman Isser.
And the Torah is also talking after.
The Ben Avakash on the Torah.
No, I'm saying if the Torah is being totally reviewed, the Chachamim
and the
Baran and Israfen.
That's okay. If he doesn't pass on the Chacham, it's okay. If he doesn't tell you you can be served from the Koran to the Chacham, it's okay. He doesn't say necessarily you can be served from the Chacham. I don't think so.
I was going to say maybe he was saying in the Machlokes.
I don't think, let me take a look quickly. Right, here is in Watcher Yehuda, Omer Ein Berachom, it's all Sveifol. Berachom, Omer, Mefar, Bezor, Lugrof, Amat, Liam. Right, he himself, I'm not sure, I'm going to tell him, Avra Yehuda, they're going to Daft, go be Sveifol. So, Omer Yehuda,
he said... The Sveifler is masking as a Machlik, as you read the Chacham, after Zman Issa, right? Just point the Mishnah is talking about before Zman Issa,
right? The Mishnah is talking about more before Zman Issa, Rashi,
look. But the Machlik is going to be after Zman Issa also?
So what would be after Zman? So that's the Gemara later, I think, like you said. I see the Torah is bringing that. The Torah says after Yehuda, like Amar Dafka B'Sreifel Shloi B'Shas B'Yura. So that again, that I think that's the Gemara that you think. I don't remember now.
I think the Rambam is clearly saying Rambam is clearly talking about Lachar's Zman.
Yeah, whether Mishnah or not, but he says this Halacha in Zman Issa. Clearly says Halacha in Zman Issa. Yeah, he says Mashma that Mamish even Zman Issa. Still, the halacha is a midrash for chachamim, and you could burn it, and it's shver. Because if we're going to take the Torah's word for it, so to speak, that taka it's true, and that is taka tully in that shiloh. And if you're going to say that it's minanik baron, you're going to look at it like that according to chachamim, because you could do shrei for any other way to get rid of it. So ma'aser the efer is going to be also. The efer is also. Why am I not goyzer that you shouldn't be able to be served it? Just like all those things that end in Tamura, that it says if they're minanek burn, you cannot be sorry for them, because you're going to come to be mekel in the eifer. That's the shiloh of the Magen Avraham Mass. This kasha lemaisa, there's a few turutim and achronim that we show him, and so lemaisa, the stipler over here, he brings simin yud gimel. Simin Yud Gimel. Sniper and Simin Gimel. So he brings, I didn't see this inside, he brings the Avnim Elum. The Avnim Elum in the end of the Sefer, he has the Shailas Vetshuvah. So there in Simin Yud Tes, so he brings from the Avnim Elum, and also Rabbi Kiveger, that they answer like this. The truth of the matter is that the Rambam Taka doesn't hold like the Torah. The Rambam didn't say it all. We don't know. So we made the assumption. The Magen Avraham understood. The Magen Avraham understood like that. And therefore, the Magen Avraham himself, he understands that what he said is right. The tzli that the Torah made is 100%. He didn't even bring the Torah. He understands for Pashtus that it has to be that way. And therefore, he has that cash on the Rambam, to the point that he goes and changes around what the Gemara and Temura means. The Mishnah and Temura says that you're not allowed to be servant. He said, no, it didn't mean you're not allowed to be servant. You're not allowed to be servant al-Manas, to think I'm going to be tzarif and then I'm going to have enough and eifer. That you can't do, but if you know they're going to be tzarif, you know, as you're being tzarif, I know it's also I'm not going to have enough and eifer, then it's no problem. He changed around the whole mission over there based on his understanding, because he understands it's 100% true. That tzliya that the Torah made is mukha. I have to say it. That in the Chacham it's considered to be min hanikbarim, and in Leila it should be also to be tzarif. Why then does the Rambam say that you could be tzarif? It's the Magen Avraham himself said the teretz. He says the teretz is that you have to say the Gemara never meant that it's also the Mishnah that it's also to be served. Never meant that. Shver, you look at Pashup Shah, you know, time to go up to the Gemara and Tamura now, but definitely not the Pashup Shah. But he says maybe you could say Sadhatar's, but the truth is, these Achronim, the Avnei Meluim and Rabbi Kiveger and other Achayim Gidim, Kor Chayim, Simin Tov Mem Hei, here say no. The Rambam really hold that the Eifer Tak is Mutter. The Rambam holds that the Eifer is Mutter. How could it be? Ramai said it's Minanek Burn. Since the only thing is not straight, but everything is considered to be something Minanek Burn, how could it be? So Maisa say very, very gishmak. The Maisa, it would come out like this. If you take a look in Tosfos over there, Tosfos and Tamura says, over there it says, Tosfos has a little bit of different gears in the Mishnah, but Al Kaparam, Tosfos reads like this. An Asrafin Afarin is Mutter, Unikbarin Afarin is Asr. That's what it says according to Tosfos. Tzarechin Taima Mai. Why is that? Why should it be that way? It's supposed to be nikvar, so I burnt it. Okay, but after all, not really achila. It's nothing. There's nothing left there. Whatever it is, there might be. Why is it also to be netted from that age? Simple, black and white shayla, like this. Please, but I'm in Mori Ramar Nisrafin. Kivon shemitzvah hakasav v'soyvam. The Srafim Pshad is the Torah gave you a mitzvah to be served. That's what we mean. We learn from the Sukkah, whatever it is, these things that the Torah called you to be served. So Tosha says, if it's nasis mitzvasoi, ein lecha davar shenas mitzvasoi moil and boy. We know that if it's nasis mitzvasoi, let's say by hektish. So whatever mitzvah you did, hektish goes off. Gevoya got what it's supposed to get, all over. You're not going to be moil back to it anymore. So Tosha hachi nami. Kivan shenas mitzvasoi. Since there was a mitzvah to be served, and I can say it's nasis mitzvasoi, so then the eifer can't be also. Masha enkin banikbarim. Over there, there's no mitzvah. The only reason to bury it is that you shouldn't have come to that kollel. It's going to be around.
It's
taka
kaddish or whatever.
Or whatever it is, or iser. Right. And there's no way to get rid of that. And there was no nasis mitzvasoi. But we'll soon see a little bit better. Hopefully. We have enough time that what it means nasis mitzvah. But al kapanim, if you did the mitzvah shachayvosay Torah that Torah told you to do, so memeila the issue is going to go up. Mashenk nekbarim, there was never a mitzvah to be served. There's never a mitzvah to be served. It doesn't help if I'm serving it. That's what Tosfos says. We have to say pshat in the Mishnah and Tmura, the difference by the acre of something which is supposed to be nikbar is taka going to be possible. But it wasn't nasis mitzvah. So memeila is lugging afroinim married over here, even if you're going to go point to Yehuda. And you might want to classify it as something which is nikvarin, but it's nasis mitzvasa. Why? It's not the chacham. Sorry, it's nasis mitzvasa. Why is it nasis mitzvasa? Because over here it's a kima of kashvisa mivatech. If you did that, it's not only one way. Any way, basically, we'll call it right now. You can the chacham. Sorry, the chacham. Any way you want to get rid of the chametz, kashvisa. That's a kima of kashvisa mivatech. Oibazoy. When I do that sreifa. Is that called nasis mitzvasa? Did I do a mitzvah that the Torah is mechayev me to do on it? So the mitzvah's finished.
So
mitzvah's
even if the Torah is early ruach, you can technically go pick it up wherever no, so it's not play with it.
And what am I going to do with it? Have enough from it?
Whatever. No, listen, you can do a straight thing.
We'll see what
the
Torah is ruach is. Break it apart and it goes in the water and it falls apart and it's
so
not
going to
end.
So
yeah, you know.
Yeah,
because
saying.
It could be if you find it, you didn't do it. Okay, we'll have to see better, but I hear the idea. You know, I did a physical act of a mitzvah threw it in the wind.
What do you think is an idiot of Nasa Mitzvah?
That's not part of it, right. We'll have to see more what Parvizai Ruch actually is. Right. I didn't get into it, but I saw a hint of it.
You're never going to find it, so it's not negated to say
Nasa Mitzvah. That's better. So Al-Kabon, they want to say very gishmak. Over here, it's Nasa Mitzvah. So Mele, even if you potentially wanted to look at it, that L'chayr belongs to the category of Nukbarin, because the only thing to do is not trade, but there's other things you can do also. It doesn't matter, because Amayis, the Svara that Tosfos says, in the chilik between those two that are Nukbarin and Srafim, that Eber's going to be Mutter and not, because Nasim Mitzvah, and here's Nasim Mitzvah.
What
was that?
What's in the Negev to call it Nukbarin?
I mean, no, he was understanding, because the Shaila was understanding that it was Nukbarin, and if it's Nukbarin, the Eber's going to be also, and should be also the burner. That was the whole assumption of the Kasha of the Magadha.
Say whatever you want to say, but the point is the concept.
It's Nasim Mitzvah. Let's look at what Tosfos says. Shout over there, and Nasim Mitzvah applied over here. Nasim Mitzvah too. Why did the Magen Avraham call it Nikbar?
I'm saying Bechal, according to Rambam, it's not really Nikbar.
And Nechanami. Right, exactly.
It's not Nikbar.
Exactly. What's Nikbarim there would not be Nikbar over here.
Right.
Because all those Nikbarim have this thing that's not Nasim Mitzvah. Right.
That's the safe.
Right, right, right. No, but and all those nekbarim takaf, you would be sorry for it, yes. So now you're not going to be doing a kapala, but you cannot point to any kiyum asay that you did.
Right,
but, yeah, you're right. Don't observe. Enochanam. But akuvan, that's what those achronim say at Herod. Same right, enochanami. Taka the Rambam is not going to agree to the Torah, and according to the Rambam, taka you would be able to be nana because it's last mitzvah. So that's that. Chayt Yaakov, right over here in Shulchan Aruch, Chayt on Shulchan Aruch, he wants to say a little bit of a different teretz, a practical kind of approach, teretz that we've heard before, this type of idea. Because look, chametz is a very chametzik issur, because that we know this paris, and most issurim are not like that. So Mela, since it's very chamer, so Mela will take that risk and will say, burn it. The best thing is get rid of it. Get rid of the chametz, and that's what will allow you to burn. Again, the shaila was, why would I allow you to burn it? It's minanik baron, why should I allow you to burn it? So no, it's not shver, because I'll allow you to burn it. So he calls it like this. He doesn't say necessarily paris. He says it's chamer, mishari, surah, no, because you're over by your own matzah. Excuse me, other things you own it? No, it's own it. But over here, a person over by your own, so you already see that it's more chamer than shari sur mitzad that, because I guess there are some like chalev has paris too, so that's not gonna, you're not gonna show that chametz is more common, because okay, Baal Kaponim, the fact that just owning it already says that the yoyver nisa, that shows is very chamer. So Mela, it's better to be machman, to be sorifit, in order that you shouldn't come to an issa. And he throws in like this, he says, because the truth is, look, when are most people being sorif the chametz? Before this man is a kicks in. So, if you, like we spoke before, like the Gemara says, Taval Amid Beis, that Chorchei Koydim's man is never chalas man. So, since most people do it in a time that the Afer is not going to be Aser, so even if you assume that it's Menenek Bar, and the Afer is Aser, if you did it after Zman Iser, but that's a muted to muter. Who does it then? Most people don't do it then. So, Mela, they weren't Goyzer for that. So, he sort of said, like a tier of two things. One thing he's saying is, look, the mice is very common to kill, so it's good to be machman, burn it off. He's like saying, two ideas. I mean, it's not going to be good for me and case. That's basically what he says. And the Tosafos HaChadoshim says the Teretz that it's a very practical approach. He says that Nikvarin, the whole Chashash is Takola, that's why you bury it. But that's all very good, something that's an everlasting issue, or for a long time. Till a rat, till whatever, Mashengi, basically 7 days, 8 days, whatever it is. So Mela over there, it's okay, and we can allow you to burn. Again, the only issue to burn that you shouldn't become to be none of an Afer, for short, man, that's going to be okay. That's the Maiso, that's what the Tosafos HaChadoshim says. So, the Maiso, the Kvegar asks an interesting chat over here, because he goes the other way now. He says, look, the Torah said what? That according to the Rabbanon, the Afer is awesome. So he doesn't understand. Rabbi Kvegar is from those who answered the Shiloh. No, it's Nasis Mitzvah, so if you have Tosfos, in other words, in short, Rabbi Kvegar is going to ask the following. It's such a gewaldig interest that Rabbi Kvegar and the Avraham Avinu had said to answer the Magen Avraham Shiloh that he doesn't understand Bechlal how the Torah could say that according to the Rabbanon, it's going to be Aser. The Afer is going to be Aser. But let's go back to the Shiloh for 1 second. Pashup Shad, the Torah made a flea over here and said that according to this Machloikus over here, the Chacham and Rabbi Gudo, and Pashup were going to consider Chometz Minanek Bar and not Minanek Sofin, and the Eif is going to be also, that was the invention of the Torah. That's the Chiddush the Torah said. So, Mele, Frech, the Magen Avraham, if you're going to go like that, how could the Rambam say, Paschal and Chacham, nonetheless say that it's Mutter to be Soyer? So he gave a Torah, it's no problem. Because the only chilek between the Gvar and the Sofin is Nasas Mitzvasa. That's Nasas Mitzvasa. It would be mutter to be, you could be Nana from the Afer. That's what Tosfos said. Kregri Veger, if that's the case, I don't understand what the Torah is saying. It's such a Gvaldig Teretz. Look, if he doesn't know the Tosfos Teretz, fine. If he has a different Teretz to understand the Gvar and the Sofin, maybe. But we're going to assume that he holds the Tosfos, it's Marish Verishver, Kregri Veger, because it's Nasas Mitzvasa. So why should he also to be Nana from the Afer? That's what the Kvegar asked in the Torah. So the stipler, I saw the Reb Chaim to the stipler. The stipler brings the Reb Chaim to answer that kasha. Chaim brings that child. He's going on that child. And Chaim says, "Hilchos Chametz Matzah," right here, the first one. I think it's actually the first one. The shaila is, how do you understand the Torah? Now, that they gave such a geschmack of parents.
That's not supposed to. The Rambam says mutter was pshat on the tour.
Yeah, because it's not some mitzvah. That's what I said.
What's the question to him?
Right.
Right.
Well, he doesn't ask it like that. He asked it that why does the Torah Taka say that on the Chacham it's also?
Oh.
Why is it also on the Chacham?
I mean, why is it the Torah Taka say
it's yeah, it's Nasim it's also. I mean, you're holding a Nasim it's also, why should it? So the Ma'isim, I saw the time to the stipler. The stipler.
When you say Nasim it's also, like something at Etzim is Kodesh. Etzim is also, Chamit is something which is just for 7 or 8 days.
I hear.
Meaning it's not what's the Lashon.
It's a Mitzumtzum, it's a shorter Etzim.
Yeah,
like, that's a Kula Mitzadek, that's a Kula.
What?
But that's a Kula.
Yeah, it's a Kula.
So why,
no,
why,
no,
why?
No, it's not a Dinan Nasim, it's supposed to be.
Why not? I'm doing that. It's actually some Mitzadek.
Yeah.
It's a key Mitzadek. Tainted the Svara. If you Mekayim, you did a mitzvah, like to say, you did the mitzvah.
Maybe Tashvis is not a kiyam?
Why not?
Let's tell you if it's a mitzvah, a kiyam asir in Israel, so.
Ah, that's really kind of.
Yeah.
The mitzvah's kind of. Maybe, think about it. I'll go on the time to the right.
Yeah, no,
yeah, okay, could be. The time to the Geshmak of Teres. I mean, look, it's again the old Yisoid. That's the point here. What does he say? He said like this. L'maisa, he wants to say the whole svara of Tosef Nasas Mitzvosa is going to help to say that the cheft is going to be mutter, it's not going to be aser. That's only if it's a din in the fatza that has to be misra. But if it's a din of the gabra that he can't own chametz and he has to get rid of it, do whatever you like. If you have any ways to get rid of it, get rid of it. So then, we're not going to say this for Nasim Mitzvah. That's what Chaim says. So maybe like this. According to the Chacham, Ein Echanamir, you could do anything. You can sorry your faith. You can get rid of it all different ways. But Lamaisa, if I could get rid of all different ways, that means that when I'm sorry your faith, it's just a hefty pinza to rid the gavra, to rid the person of this chametz. But it's not a din in this chametz that it has to be Nisra. Masha'en came in Rabbi Yehuda. It is a din of the chametz that has to be misra. So Chaim says this. Chaim says so. Yeah. So Mela, he says one's a din of the gavra, one's a din of the chefza. One is a din that the chametz has to be misra. That's if you hold that bir chametz ain bir chametz el b'sreifa. That means the only way it could be done is this way. So that's saying that this thing needs to be misra. Yes, obviously you have a fiyuv to do that thing, but that doesn't turn it into gavra. That's chefza. But if you're going to learn, like Rabbi Yehuda, get it whichever way you want to get rid of it. You cannot own this. Get rid of it. Release it from your ownership. That's the end of the government. So Mimela and that is not trying to say Nasim Mitzvasa to make the Eper is going to be mutter. If there was a Chiv on the Chavtza to say that this thing needs to be Nisrav, if I was Mekayim that Chiv, so the Eper is not going to be awesome.
He's saying the whole
Pshat of the Torah. Like. That's the whole Pshat of the Torah.
I think it sounds like he's arguing the Torah. Not shy,
no, it's coming down to the
shy. No, because he's saying that it doesn't have a din in Nikbor and Mechlam. No, he's saying that's not a din in the Chayt, it's a din in the Gabbard, right? That's what he's saying.
He's saying in Rabbi Yehuda, when you can be surfed or anywhere.
He's not teaching up Nikbor versus the Seraphim, right? That's not what Chayt is doing.
No, he's not talking. But he's saying what?
Exactly.
No, he is. He's going in the Nekuda of Taisvus. And what Taisvus says, Nas Mitzvosu, where is that applicable? Where do we say Nas Mitzvah? Yeah, he's going in Tosfos. So Tosfos is going to say it when there's a din in the Chavtza that this thing needs to be Nisra. But in Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a din of the Chavtza. That's what Chaim said. Sorry, Chacham. Sorry. Chacham, it's not a din of the Chavtza. It's a din that this guy has to rid himself of Chavtza. There's ten ways to do it.
But the Torah is passing that, like the Chachamim.
Yeah, and forget about it. It's nothing to do with Psaq. The Shaila wasn't in Psaq. The Shaila was, how do you say whether you hold the Chachamim or you don't? How do you say that in the Chachamim the Eif is awesome? How do you say that? That's what the Kivyag is saying. You don't understand. How could that be? If what Toysvah said is true, Hamasviyatz, Toysvah said that Nas Mitzvah, so I did a mitzvah, Tashbisu.
So she mutter.
How could he come up with this thing that it's awesome?
So Chaim is saying that it's not a din in the Chachamim.
Right, it's not.
Chaim is saying Nas Mitzvah doesn't apply to the Chachamim.
Nas Mitzvah does not apply to the Chachamim. Why not? Because Nas Mitzvah, so think about it for a second. Stipe is going to say a little more, but think about it. What does it mean, Nas Mitzvah? It's magic. But the Torah told you to do something, so if you did it, so you took care of what you had to do. What's incumbent upon you, so you're all good now. So now the Eif is mutter. Chaim said, no. I have to say that this Chavtza becomes mutter, I could only say if there's a din that it should be Nisra. If there's a din on it, that it needs, something needs to be done to it, not that you need to rid yourself of it. So then I could say, Nas Mitzvah. That's what he wanted to say. That's what I wanted to say to understand. Rabban, what are you telling me?
maximum.
That's pshat how the Torah will understand. The shaila, in other words, what happened? Right.
Meaning
so, right, right. And anyone who's going to argue on this will say, you forget about the thing that you knew until you saw it.
Doesn't say that
outside. No, I don't know if
he's going to argue.
Right, right, in the Torah. Look, the Sechid is Rabbi Chaim said, so without it, that's what we understood until now.
Yeah.
So, that's a kaponim how Rabbi Chaim wants to stay. Rabbi Maris the stipler wants to take a very mechudish tikkur approach. Look, the Rambam never said if the Eifer is mutter or not. What we have from the Rambam is that he passed on the Chachamim, and he said that you're allowed to be served. That's the only thing we have. What we do is we go to Tmur and we start asking shayles and comparing the Chayyur, it's going to burn, and it's rough, and over there it says that if you can't burn, if it's going to be awesome, you can't burn it. But the only thing that Rambam actually said, and that's where there's going to be like basically three totally different mahalchim, and I don't understand what the sheet of the Rambam is, the only thing that Rambam really did say is you're passing the Chachamim, and you could be served. That's all he said. And like we said before, why is that not a kasha in Mishnah? You could learn the Mishnah talking before Zman Issa. Rambam was talking after Zman Issa and says that you could be served. Why am I allowed to be served? The Chayyur is going to be so different ways to answer that shiloh. One way is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham came along and answered, said, no, you got it all wrong. I never said he can't be served over there. Another way is to say that the Eifer is mutter. You got it all wrong. It's not like the Torah. Eifer is mutter. Another Torah. And other two things we saw from the Chag Yaakov and the Teisa Chadosh. Well, the Ma'is, the Stipler wants to take an exact opposite approach. And he wants to say, I'll tell you what I'm going to say here, the Stipler says. I'm going to come out that according to the Rambam, not only is the Eifer going to be usur, according to the Chachamim, even in Shitas Rebbe Yehuda, the Eifer is going to be also hell of a desire. The Mishnah of Tmura says, Menon is Serafin. I think it's from Menon, belongs to the category of Serafin. We're sure the Eifer is going to be also. It's going to be Motor, and Chayseb Shav Masamit Svasai. How could it be such a thing? So he says, hold on a second. Let's be Ma'ayin for a second, what Tyson says, the Chayseb of hell. Understand. What does this mean? If it's Nasis Mitzvah, all those things which are Asr, Hafetim which are Asr, and we did to be served them. So Nasis Mitzvah says that now it's Mutter, I can have enough on the Eifer. How could that be? That means, like said, you must be understanding. Stefan is giving a shot on the Tyson's Nasis Mitzvah means. You must be understanding that the only reason why it's Asr Bahana is because it's a din to be served. Face value, that's what it seems. But until I saw that point of this type, I didn't think about it so much. And now that I'm thinking about it, I might say that's basically what it sounds like. What are we saying? I'm saying it's not magic. So what am I saying? You have a din to be served this thing, and if you serve, it's mutter, the eifer. Why? I'll give you a pshat, not this type. Simple pshat in that is going to be, the way to understand places is, because that must be the only reason why it's also bahana, is because you have to be served. So if you were served, it can't be also bahana. That must be the pshat. But Zuck the Stipe, it's a power, such a thing. How could you say such a thing? To say that the Isser Hana comes from this thing, you have to be served? Or why would you say such a thing? The Stipe says. So it's very hard to imagine that. So Vishnu might understand Kachim. So we'll say there's a din to this card of the Gavaya. When it's Nas Mitzvah, like Tais himself. Tais, the comparison of Tais is very schwer. That's what the Stipe was asking. Tais himself of the Aaron Tamuri, he said, Hachinami. Over here, if you see Tais and Tamuri, he started off. He said, just like we understand by Gevoya, he's talking about hectic. So you have a carbon, and there's a certain mitzvah you have to do. You do all the mitzvahs. So you're not moyal of hectic anymore because it's nas mitzvah. So the disciple, that I understand over there because it belonged to Gevoya, and you had certain services and chiyuv that you had to do. You took care of all those things, so now you can't be moyal of hectic anymore. But watch, I have to say, something that you have a din to be served it. So now I'm going to be served. I've been to be served. Why? Because be'etzim it's an asr v'gezach and it's in shuk. It's whatever it is. It's asr. So I burn it. So now it goes off. Why? What does that have to do with? What does that have to do with anything? A carrot. If anything's like this type, the right way to look at it would be: let's say you mostly have client carrot. Any asr. We'll say like this: it's asr. The cheft is be'etzim asr. If it's asr, so that asr says it's a cheft that the Torah didn't like. So the Torah says two things. This thing is also about God. Another thing is a din to be served. The Shem Isser should bring out two things. One thing it says also about God. There's another thing to be served. But to say that this is what Tosfos means, the disciple says, to say that it's Nasa Mitzvah, so in this case, basically means what you're saying is, if you're applying it to Chametz, basically means what you're saying is, that the only reason why it's also about not is because I have to be served. That's what he wants. It's totally zebizet. He Lemaisa says a little bit different. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure exactly if he's saying it in Tosfos. I'm not clear because I went back and forth. Not so clear. Maybe one of you look it up and maybe you'll come out with something. But it's not so clear. He says another tzad. I don't know if he means it in Tosfos. He says the truth is what would really make sense is that ain't a chanam. The truth is independently it's also bahanam. Chametz. It's also bahanam. But the Torah said if it's a mitzvah to be sorry if the chacham knew that the Torah said that Isser will extend until you're sorry. Not the pshat that the only reason why it's also banot is because you have to be sorry. That's one way to understand. Hello, why would we say that? The Chara, the Isser to be, it should be two independent things. One thing is if it's Kaya Karim or whatever Isser might be. So, also banot. That's one thing. Another thing, you have to be sorry. Why should you say the only reason why it's also banot is because you have to be sorry? Why should you say that? So he says, yeah. You could say a little bit different. You could say that really independently it's also b'ano, and the chacham were makabel. They knew that that is b'ano goes until sreifa, and it's called kaiyakim until sreifa. I want you to say it's not called kaiyakim. You could say that. Now I'm not sure. Again, I don't know if he means that in Tosfos or not. So he says, the Lama said, this is all very nice by Shari Sura. That's wonderful. Nas mitzvosay, but you cannot say nasas mitzvosay when it comes to chametz, and that's why he's going to end up saying that he wants to say a chiddush that Sai the Chacham, Sai Rabbi Yehuda, everybody's going to hold the Eifer is also. That's not shaykh to say over here Nasa Mitzvosay. Why? Because again, if you want to say Nasa Mitzvosay, you have to stand and understand in some way that the Sreifa and the Isra'ana have something to do with each other. However you want to explain it. You know, one of the two ways we said it. But they have something and they're connected somehow, and that's why when you say it, the Isra'ana goes up because they're connected. But what if I could prove you that Isra'ana and Sreifa have no shaykh to each other? They have nothing to do with each other. Then we're going to say, okay, if they have nothing to do with each other, Sreifa is not going to matter. They say, I know. Right? Again, in the simple level, before you learn Tosfos, you could learn, oh, if you were Sreifa, it's been disrupted, so Mela, it's not the end, it's not called Hashem Isra anymore. You could have said something like that. But we're in a whole different world now, because Tosfos comes with the Svar of Masim as well, so we're trying to figure out what that means. So, Dr. Stipler, either way you're going to learn it, it has something to do with the idea of the Sreifa and the Isra not being totally Zabazan. They're connected somehow. So, when I'm Sreifa, Isra not goes off. But if I'm going to show you by chametz that they're not connected, Mela Sreifa will not take off the Isra'ana. How am I going to show you? Dr. Stipler have two rayas, two proofs that the Isra'ana and the Sreifa have nothing to do with each other. Why? Chametz have nothing. Chametz have nothing. Are you mechuyev to burn it? You go sitting next to Nachizina, could you be nana from it? No. So what do I see? I see that even though I have no chiv to be sorry, it's the Sirhana. That's one right. Another one, right, according to the Machoik is Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chomet She'avolav HaPesach is Asur Min HaTorah. To eat it, and even to be Nana from it. Asur Min HaTorah. Do I have a chiv to burn it? So, no. Because Tashbisu is only on during Pesach. I don't have a chiv of Tashbisu after Pesach.
So, okay, the rice.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
I don't want to say.
No, even if you have a
chiv, they say if they get rid of it,
no? Again, Nasim Mitzvah is working the rice. Nasim Mitzvah is far in the rice. We're trying to figure out.
Okay.
I don't know if you have to get rid of it. But with the rice, I don't have to do Tashbisu. So they have two examples where it's also about no, yet have no chiv to be served. Zakhtar Stipe, if that's the case, let's talk about comments on the Yid during Pesach. Should be Migra Dar, should be any worse, should be any different. L'chor, I just proved to you that the Isra'ana and the Sreifa have nothing to eat with. Meila.
Isra'ana should survive.
Exactly. Meila and Shitas Rambam, then Enchan Pasma HaChamim. Or forget about the Rambam. For that matter, anyone who wants to say the Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda, everybody's going to hold that if you were Sreifit, it didn't take off the Isra'ana. Because again, Nasis Mitzvosa is a Svar. Now we have understanding in Tosfos. Nas is also mean to say that in some way, however you want to be creative and figure out that Sreif and Isra'ana are totally Zabazet. How the Stipe understood Tosfos, how he ended up explaining, whatever it is. But I'm going to show you they're not totally Zabazet, it's not Shaykh, it's from Nas Mitzvosa. Zabazet would come out of Moed HaKazav. That not only in the Chachamim, like the Torah had said, that the Eif is going to be also Vahano, even in Rabbi Yehuda, the Eif is going to be also Vahano.
And what's the type going to do with the Rambam?
What was that?
What's the type going to do with the Rambam?
So what does it do with the Rambam? The Rambam, like I said, mentioned before, the Rambam is a blank check to the Greek, because he doesn't tell you anything. All he said, apart from the Rambam, he might be sorry.
He didn't say something about
it. He didn't say anything. That we have three different Rambam, I don't understand.
That's the type
Yeah, that's what the type wants to say. Right, go ahead.
shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's